First of all, what I want to find out is what triggers the full capacity protocol, how many people have to be on trolleys or without a bed. Already this year, from August, was the first August, September, October, we have it now in November, so it's been implemented very regularly, and I intend to find out is what triggers it, its implementation, and why are the beds that are opened up at these times not opened all the time.
This also raises questions. Of course, we can presume that following the implementation of the strategy yesterday, surgeries will have been cancelled. It will have had a knock-on effect on other areas of the hospital.
And this has been the occurrence all the time. There's cancellations, the waiting list grows longer. But I'd be interested in finding out too, if once it's implemented, does that mean bringing in extra staff, agency staff? Is it further cost to the hospital? And then that have a knock-on effect to waiting lists as well.
You've also made the point that up to now, the weather in the autumn and into the winter has been relatively benign. We haven't hit the worst of winter yet. The fear now is that once winter hits in with a vengeance, that's going to cause more ill people to approach the hospital. This situation could get worse before it gets better.
Very much so. And, we've always said that we have the reason for the spikes and people in trolleys and all is down to the winter weather. As you said, we've had very clement weather to date. And does that mean that there's going to be more people on trolleys? And it's just a vicious circle at this stage, done, and it's something that the hospital imagine needs to address properly. And the only way that we can see that being addressed properly is for the government to properly fund the health service and to properly fund Letterkenny University Hospital.